Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
We're back in the studio. At least there's no 0.5% tax on sporting activities or anything. So let's have some fun with sports this morning. Femi Faraway, missed him in action yesterday. How did it go?
I'm here for my other job.
You've also opened the pharmacy?
Brickley. I block Harry.
Oh, you mean you're the one putting up, doing the construction for all those that were sent away from under the bridge?
My shoulders, my face, my
Bele. Mobo.
So that's a new term for a bricklayer.
No!
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Oh, me too, I go like bricklayer. You don't say since I don't need bricks.
You can't carry blocks. You can't carry blocks.
Whatever that means. It's okay. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Always.
Always.
Lord, always.
It's a great day. Fear of what?
One man you would do
today. Oh, yes. Wow, Femi. You think, you believe with all your heart.
Yes.
The man you beat us now.
Yes.
Okay. I'll leave it like that.
Yes.
Leave it to God. I'll leave it for you.
Arsenal will not leave it to the point.
Okay. If you say so. I know many people don't want us not to leave with 3 points. Sir Charles! He's one of them.
What's exciting you today? It's okay.
Yeah?
I've never heard you call me like that before.
What do you know that we don't know?
I'm scared now.
You want to share?
I'm just excited. Just happy.
Yeah, but I'm sure you are. I mean, last night's football was a delight to watch.
It was, absolutely.
You know, I have nothing against PSG as a football team, but I don't like
Kylian Mbappe.
And he's a fantastic footballer. He'd be a dream for any manager to have.
You like his attitude?
But I just don't. Yeah, I don't like players that throw tantrums. Which is why I don't have any love as well for
Salah.
Huh?
Is it Mo Salah?
No, not Mo Salah. No. The City striker.
Haaland.
Haaland. Mm. I can't stand people like that. Honestly, I cannot. Jadon Sancho is in Dortmund and he's found new life.
What new life?
He's found new life.
Champions League final.
He's in the you leave Manchester United and here you are playing, in fact, on the verge of maybe even winning the Champions League trophy.
Not, what do you call it? A tantrum thrower.
But he's behaving at Dortmund.
I don't think he's in the same level as Haaland and Mbappe
Haaland is a tantrum thrower. He is.
He's a tantrum thrower. He's in fact the professor of it.
Extremely arrogant.
When you know you are good.
No, it's different.
No,
arrogance is terrible.
Being cocky and being overconfident.
I know, say yes.
No,
that's, I know, Femi is an outlier. No,
actually, he's cocky and arrogant.
I love Mbappe. There's nothing Mbappe can do wrong with my
Well,
no, Mbappe is arrogant as well. Cocky and arrogant, I agree.
I think he knows what he is.
And besides, you guys are right. Haaland and Mbappe, they have all the right in the world to be cocky and arrogant and everything. But Jadon Sancho
is not cocky. He's not arrogant.
He's not arrogant.
He's not.
He's not.
Jadon Sancho was standing up for himself.
Standing up for what?
Yes.
Standing up for his father is stealing a wage.
He's not stealing. You're paying him his money. You gave him a contract and he signed.
He gave him a contract.
He's worth that contract. If he can.
He's worth that contract.
Yeah. He can take Dortmund to a final. He's worth his contract.
He took Dortmund to the
he
final.
He was the best player in the last round. First leg, he was in your whole semi-final. He was the best player.
Even yesterday, he was one of the best. Even yesterday.
Dortmund is just a very hardworking team. Humble, hardworking team.
I just don't know how. I wish, at least for the sake of Harry Kane, that Bayern Munich get the results against Real Madrid.
It's not possible.
But I don't know how they're going to do it in Spain.
Charles,
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yes, too.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but
it's almost like Mission Impossible.
It's a draw. Yeah. I mean, it's level. It's
yeah, but do you imagine Tuchel going to Spain to play defensive?
Yes.
I don't think he will.
I don't think so.
He's not going to.
I don't think he will.
And I don't think that he'll be as disciplined as Dortmund were yesterday.
And besides, I was listening to you guys this morning. Their front three, Bayern's front three is stellar.
Yeah, it is.
Moses Boy,
Sané.
Sané, Kane.
Musiala.
Musiala. I mean.
But we're talking Real Madrid, Shaggy. It's Real Madrid.
That defense is the challenge.
Real Madrid is not that solid defense.
Guy, it's Real Madrid.
And they're at home.
It's just Real Madrid.
They consider three in the Bernabeu.
But Man City's home.
And they play 1-1. That 1-1 they play now.
Yeah, they collected just one goal.
Look, it's just Real Madrid. Whatever it is that you want to analyze, it's Real Madrid.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, Bayern are up against the fact. In fact, and I agree with what you guys said, the very fact say Dortmund did there, it's like, Dortmund is our whipping boy.
Mm.
You understand? But
Dortmund beat Bayern this year.
Really? Did they beat Bayern this year?
They beat them at their home.
No, well. Final, I mean, it's a huge boost. Yeah. Huge, like, they can get through to the final. Bayern, I mean, all German final. Bayern, Harry Kane. If I watch out for Harry Kane tonight, doing this 1-0, anything can happen 90 minutes away from.
And then the final is at home at Wembley.
At home. Just I heard Harry Kane lives in one boy's quarter just behind Wembley.
Yeah, but that Harry Kane voodoo is still up and running.
What Harry Kane voodoo guy? Harry Kane has scored 42 goals.
What has he won? What has he won?
It doesn't matter. He scored. He scored.
I don't want to check when you've started again.
Okay,
hang on. He goes to the. He plays in the finals, yeah? If they overcome Real Madrid, plays in the finals.
And he scores in the semis.
Wait now. Uh-huh. And he scores three goals, a hat-trick in the final,
uh-huh.
but still loses the Champions League.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
He's done his job now. He can't score. I mean,
it's Mbappe scored a hat-trick in the World Cup.
I beg.
But he was still
the fact. Mbappe didn't because he's the man of that match.
I beg.
Yeah,
no. But the Harry Kane voodoo is just a... It's just something that we put out there.
No,
it's not something that cannot be broken.
But
he hasn't won anything. Granit Xhaka had not won anything. Okay, well, he won the FA Cup.
And what's the reason? Why did he leave Tottenham Hotspur?
Because he wants to win.
Exactly.
And he can still win. He's trying his best.
Of all of the trophies that are available in German football, which one has he won?
None.
Exactly. But that's not on him too.
But who is the top scorer in Germany by far?
We're talking trophies, Shegun. We're talking trophies.
No, you guys have invented logic. But, I beg. Turn logic upside
down. But aren't you the same person that talked about getting to the AFCON final?
Uh-huh.
And not winning it, and it's burning inside of you.
As a team, yes, he's so
Harry Kane, not it.
No, but the responsibility of winning cannot be all on Harry Kane now. Cannot be all on him now.
I can't.
It's just.
So we're saying, what does it guys, you?
We're talking here about individual awards. We're not talking about a team getting to. That's not the point.
Let me try and.
That's not the point.
I'm busy with you guys.
No, you try and
hear
the sound of reasoning as well.
No, I tried.
It's not about goal scoring. We're not talking goal scoring. Because we know that the man... The man has consistently scored double figures since he got to top-class football.
Yes.
But the point we're making here is that despite his goal scoring ability, he's won nothing.
So,
and that's the reason.
Nothing. Was it his fault?
And that's the reason that he left Premier League football to go to Germany.
He has no blame. He
left a smaller team in England to go to the biggest team in Germany that have been winning. Can I finish? That have been winning trophies consistently. Consistently, he gets there, and now they've won nothing. How does anybody?
They're still in one competition where they can win something. The season is not
your
over yet.
Now, wow. I beg. Let's do the show.
This is the show.
This is a show of illogicality.
Even the listeners just can't understand what you're talking about because what's his name? There's no name here. Shee from Burger. Says Mr. Charles, I mean, let me tell Shegun that even Kane would prefer he does not score in the final, but make Bayern shall win the cup.
Yeah, but
that's logic.
Yes, no, I'm sorry.
That's logic.
From Berger, get out of the sun. Do you understand? No, obviously, you're standing out to the sun and under the sun without some form of protection. Even go prefer, but Incon they score. So he's now doing his job, but Ingo prefer making those comments.
PS Connect says, yeah. Wow, Shege. Now, wow, a man hasn't won anything, and you're talking logic. I fear you.
No, you fear me. But has he not done his job? What are you saying? What did Bayern buy him to do?
To play as a front man.
No, to score goals. To play as a front man. No, Femi, you're being deceitful there.
To play as a striker.
But
football is about
No. I beg.
You're saying because I score.
I have done my job. The only idea of scoring is to win.
Now, to now counter your conversation, when Bruno creates chances, which is his job to create chances,
how many chances?
Is there one of the highest in the Premier League?
For who?
In creating chances. The highest in the Premier League.
Really start for Green. Which game?
Big game chances is the one.
I beg.
Now, wow.
So, are you comparing? Okay, Appleton, you are comparing creating chances to scoring.
That's his job.
But Harry Kane actually scores.
But this one is creating chances now.
What is more important in football game? Creating chances or scoring?
I'm trying to reason.
What is the job?
No.
Since he's talking.
The goal that
it's. No, but I'm saying if you create chance, somebody's employed.
Kade, since he's talking responsibility of Kane is to score goals. The responsibility of a midfielder in the mold of Bruno is to create those chances. Which he has done for United and is a top chance creator in the Premier League.
For you,
He's there. That check is there.
I beg.
Let's move on.
Oh, boy.
That's why I bring water to the studio every day. Obi Suru. Water of patience.
Anyway, welcome. Yes, let's serve out the numbers.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can be a part of the show. Send us a message on WhatsApp 0809-234-5913. You can also call that number later on, or 0809-191-3913. There's our landline 0201-515-0913 or 0201-515-1913. You can also send us a message on X at Lagos Talks.
Get what? No.
Technology. Wow. Okay. Let's start off with a great story coming from basketball. Nigeria's Rivers Hope has recorded their third consecutive victory at the ongoing Sahara Conference of the Basketball Africa League in Dakar, Senegal. The 84-63 victory over the 2022 champions U.S. Ministry of Tunisia was a huge one for the Rivers State-owned team. No team is yet to match Rivers Hope's 21-point edge over Ministry so far. As the only team with the maximum 3 wins from 3 games, Hoopers are sitting pretty on top of the conference standings with 6 points, while Monastery dropped to the bottom of the log with no wins so far.
Fate master Akintoye Abdulrahim is set to lead a formidable team to the Zone 4.2 West Africa Chess Championship in Liberia. The chess tournament will be held from May the 9th to 18th in Monrovia, with Nigerian delegation expected to travel to Liberia on Wednesday, which is today.
Australia are the front runners to win the race to host the next Rugby League World Cup in 2026, with an announcement expected from about the rearranged tournament in the near future. The next World Cup was originally scheduled to take place in France next year before the organizers pulled out citing financial reasons. They were unable to meet stricter financial criteria laid out by the new French government, which meant the event was in danger of running at a loss.
Anthony Edwards led the way again as Minnesota Timberwolves are dominated defending NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets, to take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Edwards, who scored 43 points in Game 1, added 27 on Monday night as Minnesota completed a convincing 106-80 win. Karl Anthony Towns also scored 27 points and had 12 rebounds for the Timberwolves.
US-based Nigerian coach Michael Nsien has rejected an offer from the Nigerian Football Federation to serve as an assistant to Super Eagles coach George Finidi, following contractual disagreements between both parties. Nsien, who is the current coach of the US Under-19 team, have also applied for the Super Eagles job.
The Nationwide League One Secretariat organizers of Nigeria's third-tier football has suspended some players and officials of the Ogbomoso United
a club over assault on match officials. According to the league body, they received the official match report on the assault on match officials by players and officials of Ogbomosho FC on the 6th of May 2024. The suspended players and officials of the club includes Ridwan Kamaldeen and Ebere Success, Shitu Ismail, club general manager, and Atoyebi Adetunji, who is the media officer.
Nigerian Premier Football League side Caterpillars have suspended their head coach Abdullahi Maikaba. The veteran tactician suspension was announced by the club's management on Tuesday.
Nigerian Women Football League, the NWFL, has announced Bayelsa State as the host of the 2023-24 NWFL Premiership Super Six. The highly anticipated Premiership title championship is scheduled to run from Thursday the 16th to Sunday the 26th of May 2024 in Yonogwa, Bayelsa.
The Nigerian Football Federation released the dates and venue for the President's Federation Cup round of 32 fixtures. Host Benin Insurance will take on Wiki Torres at the Abuja Area 3 on Wednesday the 22nd. The standout fixture of the round between Lobi Stars and Shooting Stars will hold at the Awka City on the same day. MPFL defending champions Enyimba will face one Rockets in a tricky tie at the Samson Siasia Stadium, Yenigua.
And Mats Hummels headed in the only goal as Borussia Dortmund stunned Kylian Mbappe and Paris Saint-Germain in their Champions League semi-final second leg on Tuesday yesterday, winning 1-0 on the night and advancing 2-0 on aggregate to next month's final at Wimbledon. It will be their first final since 2013, when remarkably the match was also played at Wimbledon and Jurgen Klopp's Dortmund team lost to Bayern.
Nottingham Forest are filled with an appeal against their 4-point punishment for breaching Premier League profit and sustainability rules. The club case was held on the 24th, and an appeal board was upheld the original decision of an independent commission to impose the sanction. It means Forest remains 17th and 3 points clear of the relegation zone with 2 games to play.
Thiago Silva will join Brazilian club Fluminense following Chelsea's final Premier League game of the season on the 19th of May. The Blues have agreed that Silva, who's 39, can join his new teammates prior to the registration transferring on July the 1st.
An ex-Manchester City and Everton star has been hauled off his team bus and arrested after reportedly refusing to pay child support to his ex. Cops waited for Joe Alves to arrive with his teammates and took him away just moments before a key match in Brazil. Alves, who plays for lower league side Amazonas FC, was on his way to a match in Campinas, Sao Paulo on Monday. The 37-year-old was originally hauled off the coach and taken to the 10th police district of Campinas, where he was kept overnight.
Diego Maradona's Golden Ball Trophy, won for being named the best player of the 1986 World Cup, will be auctioned in France in June, the auction house said on Tuesday. This is the first Golden Ball to go for auction, and while the value is still to be confirmed, the auction house expects it to fetch millions on the 6th of June. Maradona, who died in 2020, won the award after leading Argentina to World Cup victory in Mexico, scoring 5 goals at the finals, where he captained his country and played every minute of the tournament.
All right, that's how we round off the news hound. Yeah, okay. You get the first right of expression. It is a Wednesday. But I think, personally, and I'm hoping that somebody out there who's calling in would refer to this, the suspension of the head coach of Kano Pillars. There's been ongoing battle between Maikaba and the hierarchy at Kano Pillars for quite a bit. You know, at some point, he's threatened to resign, declaring that the atmosphere at Kano Pillars was very was not conducive, was very toxic, you know. But you get the first round of expression. Our phone line's already buzzing, so let's take our first call for the day. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Chef.
Morning, Chief. How are you?
I like that your video, pal.
Sorry?
Good morning, it's okay.
Morning, sir.
Kayode, no good morning, no. You're so for sure. Gentlemen, let me begin with, even though not in the news, the issue of hurricane and whether it is or that. There are two basic areas through which clubs consider before they recruit a player. How good are you in your department? Harry Kane has proven that he scores goals in his department. Second, how good are you as a team player? Kane also a team player. So I do not understand why the whole lot of whether winning laurels or whether his team wins laurels or not, what is considered at the end of the day basically is whether he was able to prove himself in his department. That is what keeps him in the club. If he scores goals for his club side, haven't been recruited just to do so, and then those goals are not good enough to win the club laurels, he has performed. Good morning.
Thank you, Chief. God bless you. That's a wise man there.
Caller number two, we are awaiting. Yes, and it has come through. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
Morning, producer.
My name is Roger. Mr. Charles, what was talk about the problem in Cardo Pillar? Who is holding my camera down? They are giving you problems. You are a professional for business. They keep the environment is not more conducive. Resign and move on. Who is holding him down? What is happening in Kano Plaza is happening everywhere. And I don't know when our coaches will learn to be professional with our soul. You just let all these team administrator hold you down for business for nothing's sake. If the environment is awful, stop giving excuses that somebody wants you to be in the job or not. Resign and move on. And as for the Obama show or whatever thing that was sanctioned, let's see their faces. So when we see them near any stadium now, we'll cry out. Maybe they'll come to Lagos and support 3SC against 14 Lagos. So we shout out. Yeah, these people, they are not having their policy. Let's run our football the way it should be run. And things will change. This is your friends who are handling our football. They are not doing our football well. That's my take this morning. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Droje. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Charles.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning. This is Tony.
Hey, good Tony. How are you? Morning.
I'm all right, I'm good.
How come you only cover the sockets in the studio? But moving on.
Wow. Newtown.
Don't
New
take
town.
The bait. Jeez.
Good morning, dear. Okay, what's your mind? Yeah, what's your mind?
I was going to join our producer. I agree that the coach at Anupila should just resign, really. If the place is toxic, resign, honestly. There's no point. And you just. There's a lot of mess with our league. You know, yesterday's interview, you know, and all of the stories associated, we just hope we're able to clean up our league and create a product that we will be as interested in, like the way we are interested in the Champions League or the EPL and all the other European leagues, you know. Then in addition, I just wanted to add, please, this hurricane thing is a conspiracy theory. It's a team sport, man. You recruit a player to do something, all right? He does it. When the team wins, it's the team. It just feels like we're singling him out as though he is the reason why, or because he's there, that's why the team is not winning because of bad luck or something. Haba, come on, there. Okay, I'll just take it as banter. But the guy is doing what he's supposed to do. The other members of the team are supposed to chip in. And when the team wins, it's not a Hurricane Champions League trophy or Hurricane trophy. It is for Bayern Munich or whatever team he eventually wins with.
Okay. Tony, wisdom will not kill you. All right. Too much wisdom. Too much wisdom.
That's a quick one. Who's Sebastian
Ibrahimovic? Really? Yes. Hey, happy birthday. Ah, where's my Vuvuzela? Happy birthday, Sebastian. God bless you. God bless you. Today's the 8th. Yeah, and today's Bioshadipo's birthday as well.
Good morning.
To be
good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mr. Audu.
Yeah, this is your Ghanaian brother. Audu finally calling for Banukuro.
Morning,
you see, Mekaba should resign today because he can't be giving out heart attack like that. Ah, These days, we lose our home, we draw our home away, nothing. And he said, he should resign and go. We are even tired of him. Because we are Canopilas. I'll wear my jersey, then before you do, we draw or we lose. And he's still talking. Canopilas is a club that they give coaches everything that they want. And see, the cover is messing the club, giving us out attack. He should pack one side and leave us alone. Then on Monday, you talk about overage. You see, you remember the Indiana Chody has said, they were not even under 17. The real under 17 at that time, 17 of them were disqualified, am I right? Then they brought Indiana Chody as under 15. Imagine Indiana Chody with big chest, under 15. So, the cheating is that, I don't know the way we cheat here. We cheat in flying colors, and it's very, very bad. Indiana Chody has said, they brought them as under 15 to replace the under 17 that are disqualified. So we should look into that. The system is so high. Thank you.
Thank you, Aldo.
That's four.
What? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Adire. I want to talk on the hurricane issue. I do not believe there is any voodoo anywhere. So England hasn't won anything since, like, forever, since the last World Cup.
1966.
Tottenham, they've never won anything. Hurricane left there, they are not in any final. Mm-hmm. If he has a very good opportunity to win something, as it is. So I believe there's no voodoo anywhere, truthfully. He's doing his job. And I believe there is a voodoo if he doesn't win anything with Bayern in the next 2-3 seasons.
You just said now there's no voodoo anywhere.
Stay one place.
You just said now there's no voodoo anywhere.
Stay one
place. Anyway, no one is saying that Kane is carrying bad luck. You know, we're not saying that. We're just, you know, looking at the circumstance around, you know, his career so far. But talking about careers, you know, you look at Canopilas' coach, it's on record that he's registered 14 defeats, 5 draws, and just 13 wins in 32 matches in the MPFL. So when you look at those kind of numbers, you would not begrudge Canopilas in wanting to do away with his services and getting another person in. Because right now, from what we hear, they've gotten in, who exactly? They've gotten in Jangura Ahmed and Ahmed Yaro Garba. They've both been assigned the responsibility to take over the affairs of the club until the end of the season. So, wish them the best of luck.
Sometimes the way we do things is very funny. Canopilas got promoted last season, or the end of the season. Going forward, they are a new team in the NFL this year.
They're not a new team.
Yeah.
Canopilas is an experienced team.
They're a new team, but they just got promoted.
Canopilas in the MPFL.
They're not new.
Can you say Canopilas is new?
They went down and then they're coming back up.
So they're newly promoted side. Yeah. If West Ham goes down and comes to Newcastle,
as Leicester City went down. And
yes, and so they're newly promoted.
But they're not
side.
A small side. You can't compare them with
Ipswich. Are you going
to say West
Ham? Sorry, Newcastle. I mean, Leicester City that's getting promoted to be challenging for European place next season.
Canopilas, you cannot write the history of Nigerian football and not include Canopilas. Yeah, that's what we're saying. They have a history.
Heartland has a history. Or Heartland are currently in relegation.
I get them before, no be property.
I'm just saying that they got promoted this year. It means that when they went to the NNL, they probably let a few players go. They have to rebuild, restructure. That's why I'm just saying that.
But can you see the same thing with Benel Insurance, who went down? They have a history too. And they went, but they challenged for the league.
They're
not winner, but they're up there. We just the talk say cannot peel us.
Last year, not this year.
That's what we're saying. The same thing. Okay.
Last year they were there. This year they're not there. So that means it's not continuous. It's not here.
But I'm saying that a lot is expected from Canopilas at the moment. It's like saying
it's like saying if United get relegated. Mm-hmm. And they come back to the Premier League, you call them newly promoted. You can't put you can't put United and a Luton Town, for instance, in the same basket.
I would not expect United to be challenging Man City.
If they come back from relegation, why not?
Where are the players?
Why not? Where? If they retain all of their players,
they cannot. In the Premier League, I don't understand.
The players that got them relegated,
I don't understand.
Then what's their chances? It's, if they retain the players that got them relegated, there is more likely to get relegated again than
City.
Win.
Yes, even Leicester City that got relegated. Many of the players are not there anymore. Madison has moved on. There are many of them that have moved on. So it's not possible. It's not the same players that got them relegated that will be there. Telemann has moved on. I'm just saying that maybe.
Maybe what?
This year is your, okay, next year, put all these expectations on Mike Kaba. And if he doesn't deliver, you let him go.
You know, for me, for once, I agree with our producer, Antonio. I think Mike Kaba should walk away. I know Mike Kaba is a lovely guy. One of those cerebral, I think he has a university degree in mathematics. He's a very, very cerebral coach. So I think the way Kano Pillars is treating him is shameful.
Yeah, but the results are speak volume now.
Fine. That's what I'm saying. So I agree that he should walk away.
But he didn't. Instead of complaining when he was complaining, that's when he should have resigned. Now he's been suspended.
Exactly. We are saying the same thing. I wish I had walked away from them.
No. He didn't do the right thing.
Sorry?
Complain about the management professionalism.
Well, whatever. That's when he should have gone. Whatever. He can talk. He can't if
no, you can't abuse your employer.
Well, at the end of he's not satisfied with the backup he's getting, then resign. Exactly. So at the end of the anything. Well, you don't why? Why would I will say what I have to say, I'll resign. I will say what I have to say, then resign. You understand?
But when Ronaldo said what he had to say about United, he was criticized.
Yes, he was, because at the end he granted a video interview and Ulisse. We all watched Ulisse's interview as well. Well, he was talking about black magic and many other
things. How do you know it wasn't true?
Okay, Oga, let's have a serious discussion, please. So at the end of the day, I agree my camera should work. As I said, it's a hugely respected club. I think Kano Pillars has been dirty this year. I think the expectations have been too high for themselves.
I totally disagree.
Yeah,
well, I don't agree with him criticizing his employer.
No, at the end of the employee. That's what I said. Criticize and walk.
No, you walk, then criticize.
Or whichever way. Just resign. and
be paying your salary. And
yes, whatever. But I think it's not good enough from Kano Pillars. And I appreciate Makaba. And this same Makaba has won things for Kano Pillars. Was hugely successful.
Yeah, but you said that was before now. But you just said it now. Like, get them before no be property.
I'm just pointing out that he was hugely successful. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And he should move on, I think. Place on suspension, I think, is very, very disrespectful for a coach of Mike Kaba's.
Every manager is judged on their performance on the current season. And if you go by those numbers, it's been terrible. And they have every right to sack the man or suspend him.
No doubt. It's an improvement. And if he feels that the club hasn't supported him as well along the way, he has every right to speak out and say this club has not backed me in any way, shape, or form. So I think that's a relationship that's come to its end. I do agree that he should walk away. It's about time to do that.
Two stories for me in the newsroom. The Joe story, that's so funny.
Oh, the guy, the young talk the boss in Brazil. Note of that, when you owe your wife money, you owe your ex, pay it. Now, they don't joke with all those things, though.
I love the Rivers Keepers
story. Oh, that's brilliant.
As in, they have, it's like a different thing.
Yeah, and we all know the reason. We all know the reason, because Rivers Hoopers went and brought experienced players to join the squad. And that's what's making the difference. What they are not doing for Rivers United, they're doing for Rivers Hoopers.
You have more information.
That's the major difference. They have experienced players in that squad. So they paid top dollar to get those players, and now it's showing.
Yeah.
Why can't they do the same for Rivers United?
They're too busy writing letters.
It's not my party. I'm just saying it's there on paper. Everybody knows.
Nobody's your guy.
Everybody knows.
All right, let me read a few of your messages.
How about the issue concerning Msien and refusing to be assistant to Finidi George?
How dare he?
If he doesn't want to, he doesn't want
to. Just walk away.
No, please. Can't please go.
I mean, if he doesn't want to, it's not by force.
How do you mean he wants to be very good?
It's like it's a problem getting an assistant for Finidi.
So my question is, why don't you want to be an assistant?
Because he wants to be head coach.
How?
Why not?
On what resume?
He's coached under-19.
Under-19.
The same thing that Finidi did when he was abroad.
No, but Finidi has coached an NPFA top side. You've not coached a top side. how,
which topic? Anyway, let's not get into that discussion now.
AMA is a top team now. Whether
yes,
I like it,
yes, he won the NPFL title. No matter what you want to wish it away.
When we speak about Amuneke, you see, mention Amuneke has coached Tanzania,
a national team.
Tanzania. Mm. So I'm saying, what have you done under
AMA? Is better. AMA is better than Tanzania.
That's not enough for you to.
AMA is a bigger brand than Tanzania.
It's not enough for you to say you coach under 19 USC. That means you want the top job.
The man has ambition. You can't begrudge him that.
But build. Is there? You always say this, that sometimes people just want to drop at the top. You build from below.
Yeah, but that's what he's doing. That's why he's coaching under 19 boys. Mm-hmm. He's
then
building.
He wants to go from coaching under 19 to coaching the national team.
Then what Finidi wanted to do?
And what did we say to him at the first time? That guy, go and pay your dues.
Exactly. And he went to pay his dues. So he's answered the critics like you. And he won the Premier League. The
it's his right not want to be as an assistant.
I agree.
It's his right.
Like, what?
This is right.
It's his choice.
Yeah, it's his choice, though. No, Wala.
He
doesn't want to. He doesn't want to.
We'll take different routes up there. If you want to climb steps, some other people want to jump up.
Exactly.
Then you could decide which one.
And why is the federation the one looking for? Why is Finidi himself not saying that I want this person, I want that person?
We don't know what he's saying, and we don't know what anybody's saying. As I said, the federation is very, very. The way they release information very sparsely, and as I've said all along on this program, the selection process has been opaque and murky.
Has it been murky?
It's been very murky.
How
did they come to their decisions? We don't know.
No, explain how. He said it's murky. How is it murky?
I feel it's been murky.
How?
I don't know how they come to the decisions that is happening.
What decisions?
What was the exact process which they selected a judge Finidi? We don't know. We're not aware.
The technical committee, Chegun.
Mm-hmm. The technical committee, one of which Victor Ekpeba told us that they were looking for a foreign coach. How they now went from looking for a foreign
coach? Because they couldn't afford the foreign coach.
Is that what he said?
So they now resorted to getting a local coach. So how is that murky?
It's murky to me. It's not clear. Murky is the opposite of clarity. There's no clarity. And the same thing is going on with his assistant and the issue of his contract. But at the end of the day, all will be revealed. They didn't know that before.
They did not know that before.
They did not know the strength of their pocket before they started going for it.
They didn't know that they have money before.
From the source,
they did not know. I beg you.
Femi, can you take messages? So we can... You don't hang. Okay, so the Federation's Cup will begin on the 25th, yes? 22nd of May. Yeah, and all the fixtures are already known. Defending champions AIMBA will face One Rockets in what they've described as a tricky tie at the Samson Siasia Stadium in Yenagoa. And what it... Federation also did was release the lists, the dates, more or less, for all of the remaining fixtures for Rivers United, days and times and all the whatnots concerning Rivers United. That has also been put out as well. So I guess that's been sorted out, and we wish Rivers United the best of luck. By the time they're done, they're probably up there and looking for a position as far as continental football is concerned.
Really are losing games. Also, they had how many? Five or six?
They had about six.
They've lost two already.
They lose to Remo.
Yeah,
2-1. And they lost to Barca 2-1. So they lost two out of six.
I got that one.
Okay, yeah. What happened to our predictions for this week?
I've computed the numbers already. Well, I'm waiting for the computer to go. The table right now is Femi 97 points. Azamazodo 91 points. Okay, sorry, it's okay. 92 points. Everybody 82 points. Rotem 67 points.
So how do you do this week? Who was the who had the most points?
It's okay. Went for a Chelsea win, Liverpool win,
Roma win. I think that's three. I got three.
Mm-hmm.
You went for a Chelsea win.
Yeah.
Whoa,
talking. Now you're talking. Yeah, Stuttgart over Bayern, Abi. So yes. Nobody went for that.
once I went to the hospital. Mm.
You can always do voice tops.
No.
Leave this thing. Maybe we take messages. I beg. Mm-hmm. At least we know who the leaders are.
Your thoughts. So I don't know what to.
I'm not last.
I'll catch up.
I'm not last. Despite your 4 points you got this weekend, you're still 9 points behind me.
So we're just going to go for a break. And when we come from the break, we'll take your messages because WhatsApp is going through. Let me see. Okay. Been able to open this one. This one, Mayowa says, strikers win you matches, defenders win you titles. Mayowa from Lekki. What else do we have here? It says, good morning. If Harry Kane's job is all about the top scorer, he would stay put at Tottenham. Mr. Shego should not twist his logic. Harry scores but does not win trophies. What kind of job is that?
I don't know. Who sent that message?
I mean, there's no
need. As Tottenham won anything, so I can't deal.
Crystal humiliation from Palace still did pepper some people. They should wait for more on Sunday. I'm however so happy for Sancho. Any updates on Finidi's backroom staff setup? God bless you guys. Pepper for Wolves.
But to be honest,
that setup hasn't clicked because our next match is in June.
I'm not day like that.
Now the assistants,
me, I say their operation, they're very murky and lack clarity and opaque.
I'm supposed to be already now. Ah.
This is Babs from Aja says, to be honest, if I don't want Dortmund to win the UCL, but I wish Sancho wins it, you know, that's despite my United fan, especially Uncle Chevy, because of all his harsh criticism of Sancho while at United. Just imagine what my United players will be thinking right now when they look at the semi-final, at the final pairing. Just imagine.
Whether he wins it with Dortmund, when he was in United, he did absolutely nothing. He did nothing. So, if he wins, that's his own business.
All right, are we ready for the messages?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So just take it as it comes.
Have you heard about Gareth Southgate being talked about as a new United coach?
Come on. Another Ten Hag stayed there for the rest of his career. Another they bring back Oli.
Funny. United should go for one of these options. Tuchel, Conte, or maybe Simeone. They need somebody hard. And harsh.
Tuchel is apparently wants, but I hear Mourinho wants to jump back as well.
Mourinho is not a bad option. Mm.
I don't know.
Mourinho. They should take Harry Potter now. Maybe he was being touted at some point.
As well as I don't like United. Even more than
they
should
be talking about that. Is it Harry
Potter? Yeah, but Ten Hag forever, if rather than Gareth Southgate.
Tony, not from Idimu, says Harry Kane has not won a trophy yet at Bayern, though not his fault. How is it on him that Bayern has not won a trophy this season? Is it not team sporting? I don't even want to praise him alone when it comes to goals.
What is
good morning. The case cause goes everywhere with him. Who knows, Bayern might break it forcefully by winning the Champions League. Good job, guys. Ola Wole Akindele. Philip from Ikorodu says the king.
The king what?
You know, the gremlins are out for you today. As in, they're out for you today. Yeah. Anyway, since we can't take messages for whatever reason it is, you know, we'll just continue with the show the best way that we can. But looking at the NPFL, there's a statistic really that I think is quite ideal to take a look at. Yeah. Let me just see if I can just find it. By the way, a runner to look out for when the Olympics does get underway, Chidi Okezie, who helped out with the 4x400 meters race 2 days ago. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful athlete. You know, these are people that are looking to help Nigeria get on the medals podium come the Olympics. And, you know, support should be given to these athletes to attain everything that they desire to. Maybe in the coming days, we'll try and speak with the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, and find out exactly what they're doing to aid the athletes in terms of their preparation for the Olympics.
When is the Olympics starting?
July.
July when?
Let's
All right, so I was talking about the 26th. Okay, talking about the MPFL, the goalkeeper with the most clean sheets after match day 32, Kayode Bankole of Remo Stars, has 15 clean sheets. Amas Obasoge of Benden Insurance also has 15 clean sheets. Kingdom Osai of Duma United 14. Joshua Enahoro of Niger Tornadoes has 13. Lucky Jimo Abdullahi of Lobi Stars with 11, and Christian Nwoke of Sporting Lagos with 10. And a question that I asked on social media was, why then is Ojo Olorunleke in the national team, Ojo, and Kayode Bankole with 15 clean sheets is not in the national team? And the response that I got was
The Doma United goalkeeper.
Yeah. He should have been called up ages ago.
He should have, because he has not played a lot of games. Second half of the season. He's been traveling. He still has 14 games. Someone who has not even played for so long.
And that's Stella. I mean, David Rea has 15
games. 15.
He's already won the Golden Glove.
The response that came through was what was worrying for me, to be honest. Majority of them suggesting that he's not in the national team as we speak because he doesn't have the funds to bribe officials.
Oops.
Personally, I don't think he's. Personally, don't think he's a great goalkeeper.
Oh.
I second that.
He's enjoying the visibility because he's with Finidi. As much as the other, the Bankole guy. So if they are seeing your work rate. Plus, I don't think that it's just for just this season.
Remo has visibility. So, from what I've seen, Super 6, Super 8, personally wasn't particularly impressed by my opinion.
I agree.
I just feel like he's in the face of the manager, which is a lot easier.
I'd also take the Sporting Lagos goalkeeper. I think he's been very good.
Yeah, I think he's also been good.
Does he play the ball out with his feet?
Yeah, compared to Bankole.
Mm. So Bankole is more of a short stopper.
Oh, you know, Ojo is not Bankole a ball playing.
He's not a ball playing keeper. Ojo.
Olorunleke Ojo.
He's not a ball playing keeper.
So that's how to determine a good goalkeeper these days.
Well, it's part of the criteria these days.
It's a combination of both.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, once more, please.
Good morning,
speaking along with Lady Kiyotu, ahead of those goalkeepers, you said one of the response to God, let's be sincere with ourselves. We don't do things the right way. We don't do things the right way. When we are shortlisting for the coach, we had that three coaches have been shortlisted. Amunike and two other people. All of a sudden, Finidi from nowhere. He didn't even apply for that job. He didn't apply for that job, he got so. And he said we'll qualify for this job. On the wrong foundation, nothing will be possible. So let's continue this way. I will fold our hands. It's okay. Don't join this vocal. Everything you see, that's your
part. Thank you. I think that Mr. Joja was one of the most optimistic people that called this show. He's a pure optimist.
You mean that?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
He sees the best in everybody.
It's true. Yeah. I agree with you.
Thank you.
On the side, so the man doesn't need to apply for a job. They offer you a job. What did the NFL offer him before?
Because and in fairness to Mr. Motosho, in fairness to him, Victor Pepper on Monday Night Football said they had three candidates, one of whom was Amunike and two foreign based. So as I said, murky, as clear as mud, and his selection process was as clear as mud. So, but we move on. What is that? Don't do that. Don't. Right, we will leave when? Now. Don't sound. Nobody's picking any calls.
We can pick calls now.
What time is it?
We can pick calls.
A whole 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes to nine. What's the problem, man?
Hello, Uncle Shagun Faro.
Morning, my dear. How are you?
Fine. Shagun from my name is Shagun from Majapa. Uncle Charles, I salute you, sir.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm just calling in. Femi Faraway, your mic, we can't hear what you're saying. Maybe the mic is faulty or something. You need to move close to the mic.
Exactly.
Shagun, Uncle Shagun. All right, sir.
All right, Shagun. Thanks for the heads up. Very good.
What have you just done, Kayode?
You can't cut a call.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Aldo. You're back.
Yes. Your mother shall God bless you. See, Shebu, I watched you and Charles and Kweba Monday night show. When you, at then, the news was everywhere. Amunike. You asked Kweba, is that Amunike who is going to be? And I said, no, because there are two foreign coaches. Kweba don't want to commit himself at that time. Then from the Blues, Philippe just appeared. So sad, and you want to qualify.
Aldo, listen. Finidi George was always in the picture, but the story was. Hang on first. Hang on first now. Just listen. Can you listen first?
Yes.
He's always been in the picture, yeah? But the story at the time was that, look, whoever was selected, Finney George would be his assistant. And then it turned around that, look, since we are looking for continuity, this man has been in the job for 20 months plus.
He was not having input. It was Pesero. He had no input. There.
Okay. Thank you, Aldo. Thank you. It's always difficult to try to, you know, get people to understand. But
are you saying that
the argument of the federation is that, look, there's a level of continuity. So if we cannot agree on a certain individual because of the politics around it, let's quickly just exactly. Exactly.
The you politics know? Around there, how?
It goes higher up than just the NFL.
Then how?
It goes higher up.
How? Explain to me. Maybe I haven't had breakfast this morning, so.
It goes higher up than the sports ministry.
So it's the president?
FIFA president,
I don't know. FIFA Infantino. So you're not saying Infantino selected it. You heard it here first that Gianni's Infantino is the one that selected Finidi George. You heard it, the breaking news on the sports zone. Femi, you confirm from your sources that it's Infantino that selected George Finidi. No, Femi, this is breaking news. Everybody, record this scene. Femi said. Femi's trying to cut it. Please try to cut any show. No, count it.
Oh,
no,
your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.